Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Yes, it's a wonderful holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's subject, creating from the heart. I love this one. I just love it, love it, love it.
So that's appropriate.
Yes, I think so, too. So tonight's show dedication is to the continued guidance of President-elect Obama with the selection of his support team and the decisions that he must make for the country and the world, and to our continued support through light and prayers and magic. And, of course, that includes the financial markets as well. So let's talk about energies. Well, I purposely, normally Veronica and I talk before the show, and she called tonight and I said, I don't want to talk, because we're so much better spontaneous where we haven't really shared everything.
Right.
And, you know, there have been these huge waves of energy, mind-boggling, mind-bending at best, and everyone is feeling them, myself included. Absolutely everyone is feeling them to some level, to some degree. You want to share any of your stories, Ronnie?
Well, I think the most important one is that I crashed. I was in a terrible depression. I shouldn't say terrible because I was functioning and my sessions were going really well. But I noticed I was really in this deep gray depressive thing at other parts, and it came on, landed like a ton, and then it was gone, like boom, and I'm happy as can be, and I'm going, geez, maybe I'm bipolar or something, you know. I mean, it was so really extreme, you know, and I'm seeing that around in other people too, not exactly like that, but these sudden shifts, it feels like you're getting an updraft of something or a downdraft or something.
Yes, I had a friend who's a healer who said that he was going to, he was going to start charting the waves that are coming in against the stock market. And I thought that was a really interesting comment. He said because it would not surprise him to see like 900-point shifts, you know, with some of these big waves that are coming in. We've got another one or two coming. And so, you know, we really want to say to everybody, hang in there. Don't take any of this personally.
I think that was the thing I finally got to with mine, is I don't think this is actually me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Hard to decipher at this point how much is us, how much is, you know, sorrow that's been unprocessed through a number of lifetimes, including this one.
Waves of fear as well.
Yes, I've had people surfacing anger and rage that don't normally do anger and rage. And
well, I did one of those the other night where I came around a corner too fast, or not too fast in my car, but I didn't see the woman was in the crosswalk. And I wasn't very near her when I screeched the brakes on. She started to swear at me, and I started to swear right back, which I never do. I always try to. Bob's sitting beside me going, I'm going, I couldn't believe myself. I thought, gosh, I looked like I was about ready to come out and smack her. And that shocked me. I didn't think I was in angry. You know, I wasn't in a bad mood or anything.
Sorry. Oh, that's very funny. You caught me off guard with that one.
Caught me off guard big time.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, is I have one precious client who has scared herself with her anger. And her little girlfriend, her other daughter, her older daughter, said, you know, Mom, you're scaring me. And it really made me giggle because this is such a sweet, loving person. But I think that, you know, as this stuff is lifting, you know, as the energies are coming in, it's pushing this stuff up and out. Now, we've been through this before, layers and layers of it, but it feels like it's getting down to the bottom of the jar here, you know, like it's really pulling up real deep, deep stuff. Now, some people I have one precious, precious person that I love, was going further and further into depression and martyr and, you know, hopelessness and on and on and on. And she just, we had a session this week, and I guess shortly after the session, she had this complete shift where all of a sudden it just completely all shifted. And she came up and out of it. And it was so beautiful that she would come up and out of it. And she can't really define what happened that made that happen, but all of a sudden she did. And I think it was the surrendering where we get to a point where we don't know what to do. I know on Thanksgiving, I hit my rage and my martyr.
Did you do it well?
I'm sorry?
Did you do it well?
Oh, I did it really well. And after the evening was over, I'm in bed and, you know, I'm kind of trying to go to sleep and I'm thinking, okay, now what the hell was that about? You know better. Why would you let it go to this level, for who you are and blah, 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 and you know how you get into all this stuff. And I started thinking about it and I thought, well, you could have handled that much differently. You could have done this and this and this. And it took until the next day. Not the next morning, but the next day, before I had fully processed through it and gotten clear with it, recognized my part in it, and I had to accept that absolutely, and said, okay, next time this is the way I will handle it, then I don't have to go to those places, which is silly, it served no purpose. you can always say, well, you are justified in feeling that because of this. We're way past that now. We don't have time to sit around and go, well, they did this and that. I mean, that is so boring, absolutely incredibly boring at this point, because we're amazing creators and, we have to take responsibility for what we're doing. And, I had a million excuses why that happened, but for me, none of them really held up because ultimately I could have changed it. So, I got really clear with that.
But couldn't it also be that it's kind of like this universal spiraling floss bringing up sludge from the past?
Oh, it absolutely is. And, I thought it was interesting. Somebody was talking about Thanksgiving as being the time that stirs up. That's why when families get together, and they've made movies about this, where somehow Thanksgiving will bring up all of your familial crap.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they make hilarious movies about it.
I guess they have. And, I saw it happening, and it was just very, very funny. And I recognized that I had it in my mind. I allowed it to unfold that way. And, it's actually, it would have been a good movie scene, actually. But it was really interesting for me to hit it the way I hit it and get clear with it. So, the other thing, and I'm sure seeing this in sessions, no matter how much wonderful growth everybody has made, I don't care who you are, you got stuff, okay? Please know that. I know the frustration sets in for people because they think, God, I've done all this work. How can I still have stuff? Well, welcome to Earth. And yes, you're going to have stuff. But the turnaround and the energy shifted. I'd like to give you a date, but I don't do well with time. That's one of my biggest problems. The energies that shifted, we had a bunch of planets go direct. And all of a sudden, I don't know about you, but I felt this wave come in, this really uplifting wave. And for me, it was just like, whoa, and very positive, very, how would I put it? Even with all that we're looking at economically and so on out there, I just felt totally separated from that. And I felt this sense of incredible well-being and that it was time to take care of a lot of loose ends that I've allowed to let go because my MO is to hunker down. I'm a workaholic. Hunker down and just work. Hunker down and work. And there are a lot of things that I had let go that needed to be tended to in terms of, you know, the house and different things. And not housekeeping, but just different things that needed to be attended to. And I found this incredible sense of, this is the time to do it, take care of it, go do it. Everything you need is going to be there. Everything will be easy. Everything will be perfect. And it absolutely was. And this whole thing about creating from the heart, which is tonight's show, really struck me. And, you know, I had been really working with that energy, and Darling Squirrel sent me this piece that I sent out with the announcement. And I was reading it, and I got to the piece that said, it was a sentence or a paragraph, and creating your reality from the heart is to recognize your light here and now. By recognizing it, by becoming aware of it, you are sowing a seed that will grow and take shape at the physical level. And that just struck, you know, when I hit something that the team wants to do, I get this kind of internal bell that goes off, and that's the only way I can describe it. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, that's the show. I got it, guys. And so, and I thought the piece, I never worry about who the channel is or where it's from or whatever. But I felt that this piece was extraordinary. And it definitely approaches everything from a whole different perspective in terms of saying, you know, nothing will leave your reality unless you love it. Loving it is equal to setting it free. And you know, this whole piece is just chock full of wonderful, if you take them out, you know, and look at them. Self-acceptance is a form of love. Love is the bigness magnet for positive changes in your life. If you love and accept yourself for who you are, you will attract circumstances and people that reflect your love. It's as simple as that. Now, listen, it's not like this is anything that we don't know. And yet, for whatever reason, at this timing on the planet, in these energies, this all struck me very, very strong. And I thought, you know, with all that's going on with the financial markets, with the election, with all the things that have been happening, and, you know, what happened in India and so on, it's a time where we have a choice to go into fear, or to really go into love. And it's been a constant correction for me to go back to love. I tend to be a no-nonsense person because with my schedule, you know, when I talk to people, of service people and so on, I have to get right to it. You know, what are you going to do, blah, 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 blah. You know? And I thought, Jackie, you know, truly you're a loving person. You need to convey that love to these people and stay in your love. No matter what you're doing, it's not like you're a faucet. You don't turn it off and on. And in doing that, I have found just everything has been so lovely. And I had a sweet young man come today, a handyman. And when he left, he looked at me and he said, God bless you. And I just thought, just a precious little soul. And so... You know, I think that we're finally reaching this point where we can start, you know, lightening up, at least for me. And it's not that we're there yet. I wouldn't say that. But the creation from the heart piece is so incredibly important. And, you know, as metaphysicians, we all know we create our reality. You know, we all have various and sundry tools that we use. You know, I'm a Lazarus person, have been for a lot of years. You know, I know about reality creation and programming and this and that and the other thing. But this piece with creating from the heart is that added element now that because I see with people doing a lot of programming right now that there's still something missing. It's not clicking like it used to click. And as all of this crap starts lifting out of us and lifting out and lifting out, and Lord knows, everybody listening to this show has done a lot of work. I know they have. And a lot of people are facing really critical times, losses of jobs, bankruptcies, some things that can be very fearful, very fearful. But I can tell you it can change in a moment. And my daughter came back from Cancun, and she was a little disheartened and, you know, wasn't sure what to do and decided to get her real estate license. And, you know, I have been concerned about her because I'm thinking, Lordy, Lordy, what is she going to do? All these applications and nothing's coming in. And overnight she got hired by this company, and they called her in for another interview to hire with senior management, who said, look, you know, you're a perfect candidate for management. We see you there in one, you know, a couple of months. And preparing her for, you know, where they saw her going. And I thought, Jackie, there is absolutely nothing to worry about at all anymore. You know, the whole term worry is just inappropriate. It doesn't work. And I know, Veronica, you were talking about your daughter that you had.
Well, actually, I've been feeling pretty good there. She's young, and she's making some interesting choices in her life, and there's a lot of financial pressure on them and job. But I, all of a sudden, I'm not worrying at all either.
Good girl.
I'm just like, okay, and I'm there. I can help if they need me, but I'm standing way back. And I'm liking it a lot better because I don't feel that same pressure. I'm trusting. I send light, you know. And they always come up. The other thing, like your daughter, my daughter always, always, maybe in the 11th hour, comes up with a magical solution for things.
Exactly. 11th hour is the operative word.
Yeah, so I go, since she's always done that, why don't you just assume that that's fine? It's not up to you, you know. So, and it feels very peaceful, actually. I'm feeling very peaceful right now in a lot of ways, now that I'm not deeply depressed or screaming at some woman who's... But actually, that was interesting because I had no concept of being even angry at the time, you know? So it was like it flung out of some nether regions of my brain, you know?
Well, I would say out of the emotional body. I think that... this is a really, really interesting, interesting time. And I don't know about noticing. I don't know. Have you noticed it in other people, though, Veronica? Can you see the edge of anger that people are carrying?
Yes, some people are. It's really interesting, yeah, attention. A little black line around them or something.
Yes, yes, yes. And
people, the tendency, here's something else, is that people tend to be a little more afraid of each other when there's this kind of financial thing going on or something.
They tend to be much less trusting.
Yeah, that's maybe what I'm trying to say. I don't notice it among our closer associates, but I do notice it out there.
It's interesting. I have an old, very old television set, 1988. And it's small, and the family room is big, and I can't see the damn thing. It's very
black
funny.
And white?
No, it's not black and white. And, you know, to me, it was just fine. I could care less, you know. And on Thanksgiving Day, my roof started leaking. My surround sound blew, and I couldn't play any CDs for music for everybody. And, you know, so I, believe me, I was not in the happiest mood in the world. Of course, I realized that because of it's in a cabinet that the units are stacked, and this is the second one that's gone out, and it's because they're stacked and so on and so forth. And, you know, part of it, we always wonder if it's the you know, electrical stuff that goes on, the frequency stuff in this house can tend to be play havoc with anything electrical. And I decided it's time, you know, to buy a television I can actually see. And my son went into shock. And so I went out to buy it, and, you know, first night out I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, it's so confusing out there. If you don't understand this stuff, you're lost. And as I rounded the corner in this particular store where I knew they had this whole setup, there was a sectional, which I have been looking for one for years, exactly what I wanted, and I thought, isn't it? And I looked at the price tag, and I went, there is no way that that could be that much. And but I promptly let it go, thinking, well, no, you're going to get a television, that's it. So I left there completely confused after looking at everything, all the televisions, and went home and had to look at the house and see what would fit where and so on. And the next day I said to my son, okay, we're going to go to Best Buy. And he said, oh, God, Mom, you're not going to drag me. I said, yes, I am. So we walked in, and I immediately picked out the television, the stand. I was over at the surround sounds, and I asked a salesman for help. And I could tell he was like, oh, please, you know, surround sound, you know, no big deal, right? And I had written everything else I wanted and the numbers, stock numbers and stuff on a little card. And I said, okay. I said, so this is the one you recommend, blah, blah, blah. And he said, yes. And I said, okay, I want this television, this stand. And he kind of gave me a double take. And I said, see, you just thought I wanted one. And I said, and what is your financing and so on. And so everything I wanted, and I somehow knew before I went that this is what I was going to get. This is how it was going to work, that it would be perfect for me, zero interest. I could pay it off, which is the way I like to do. I'll buy something, pay it off on zero interest, you know, and then go on to the next thing. And so everything, it was so perfect. And then I went home and I looked at my couches and I thought, okay, well, it's time. They're shot. And so I went back the next night with my carpet to look at the sectional, and sure enough, it was perfect, and I had a girlfriend with me, and she did not believe that it could be that inexpensive, and this was in a very nice store, and so she grilled these people, and this is that lack of trust you were talking about. You know, well, what's the warranty on this, and what's the this on that? And they were very lovely and loving and gave her all the answers, and she just finally said nothing. And I said, okay. And I said, and you have 0% interest financing, don't you? And they said, well, yes, how'd you know? I said, I just knew. And I said, fine. And I thought, you know, this is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, between the two, I was just so excited I couldn't hardly see straight. Because I normally would never do things like this. I don't buy from department stores or, you know, as my girlfriend said, if it's not on a curb, in a garage, in an estate sale, you have never bought it. And I said, yeah, I know. As long as she has known me, which has been, oh, I don't know, about 13, 14 years. So this is very unusual for me to do anything like this. And it was creating out of love. I was very clear, but I also saw the other side of that, which was how snarky people can get and how much anger they have and how much distrust they have about everything. Where I went in, I asked the right questions, but I, you know, I just felt this sense of real guidance and loving presence, and I thought, boy, this is easy. Damn.
So have you got it now at home, all this new
no,
stuff?
No. Everything comes this weekend, and everything's going out the door. It's all going to my son. So, you know, things are coming and going. And but it's very funny. Like I said, I'm not a person that buys. It's not me. You know, I still have a 2001 car, and it runs fine. I hardly ever drive it except unless my son does. You know, those kinds of things just aren't important. They used to be, but they're not anymore. I'm going to read another quote from here. All changes in the material world, for example, in the areas of work, relationship, or material surroundings, is a reflection of the changes at the inner level. It is only when inner transformation processes are completed that material reality can respond by mirroring it back to you through changing circumstances in your life. And that's really the way I have felt, is that we are healing, we are changing, and the things that will support those changes are coming into us, you know, whether we go by them or we meet them or we attract them, however we do it. Again, I have this feeling so strong, and I'm seeing it with people constantly. I'm seeing people take their power, confront their issues. I have a precious client who confrontation has been a very big issue for her. And 3 months ago, her husband's boss, they were having a party at a home at the beach that they own. And his partner. And everybody else went up to the house. They stayed out on the beach because they were doing a clam bake, and they had tiki torches and so on. It was warm, and she stayed out there with her husband's partner, and he proceeded. He said, "Well, let's go skinny dipping," and she was, "Of course not. Don't be ridiculous." And all of a sudden, he disrobed, and then proceeded to prance around in front of her, and wouldn't stop, continued to flaunt himself and so on. And, you know, she just said, "That's disgusting, stop it." And so finally he went into the ocean, and she never said anything to her partner, who is his partner, but her life partner. And so she didn't tell me for 3 months. A regular client, and she finally went into the office yesterday and confronted him and said, "Look, you know, what you did was totally inappropriate, and it will never happen again," and so on and so forth. And I was so proud of her to go in, and this was really, you know, it's interesting because it triggered some of her other issues, of course. And as women, sometimes when these things happen to us, and I don't know for anybody out there listening, male or female, but I've had circumstances happen to me where I haven't known what to do in my younger years. I had an open house one day, and a man that I had given my husband and I a real hard time, and I had no idea that he had the agenda he had. He went upstairs in the master bedroom of the home that I was holding an open house at and took his clothes off. We did not have cell phones in those days. I had no one to call. And I couldn't leave the house with this man in there. And it was a horrible affront, a horrible affront. Today, you know, it's sexual assault. You could have him arrested. And but these things still come up for women, and I was so proud of the way that she handled it and how much she had grown as a person in terms of confrontation. And to handle it with the elegance and the dignity that she did, I was incredibly proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did he respond?
He really didn't know what to say. He really didn't know what to say. I think that he never thought that she would have the nerve to confront him. And he was shocked. Interesting, isn't it? But this is, you know, we are, in a way, trained into these things, you know, women, you know, with the, and men, not only women, but men as well. For those of you that are listening that are gay, you know, there's that form of harassment, and even women harassing men. But the whole issue of confrontation, and I think now we're coming to a point where we're going to address with people, including family members and so on, partners, issues that have been difficult or that have made us unhappy, and be able to sit down and really talk about them instead of harboring them, and instead of allowing them to grow into something that is really uncomfortable, or creating tremendous resentment. In other words, I think it's really a time to clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, creating from the heart allows us to do that. Because if we stay heart-centered, we are able to do those things. It's when we're not that we can't. And that includes, if being heart-centered includes self-love and self-dignity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get out of the way, though, and let the team come in. As you can tell, I'm losing my voice again. This is... I have to stop talking so much.
But you talk for a living, darling.
Yes, I know.
You're gonna have to. We'll have to all be telepathic pretty soon.
I can hardly wait. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Oh, dear Veronica, a joy to be with you and to be with all of you who are listening out there. We send you all our love. We want to address a couple of things before we get into tonight's subject. Again, there are these channeling surfacing with, you know, different races coming to the planet, and they're going to show up here and there, and they're going to do this and do that. We would caution you all. We will not say that there is not a possibility that there will be ships. We will say this, all right? Nobody's going to land. You won't have to worry about the doorbell ringing and someone being at the door with, you know, little antenna coming out of their head. That's not going to happen yet. Now,
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yes, we know you are, Veronica, and many of you listening out there are. Now, we will say this, and we want to kind of forewarn you. You may begin to have experiences more than you've had before. And be aware of presences in your home. All right? Please do not be afraid. Now, you may get it with your animals responding. Cats and dogs who are, you know, now cats, you all use to, but dogs are responding as well. So, we want to say to you that what is happening now with the shift in dimensions, you know, you're shifting now. You're going to become more aware. Now, don't, you know, get off the radio and just go running around the house waiting to see if there's something lurking in the hallway. All right? Now, that's not what we're saying.
Okay, I'll come back.
All right, good. All right. What we're saying here. All right, is that, yes, you are going to become more aware. It's a gradual thing. Don't force it. Allow it. Again, stay in your heart. The more that you are there, the more receptive you will be. The more that you send off of vibration and frequency, that is like a welcome mat that says, welcome, come right in. Now, for those of you listening who say, oh gosh, well, I was in a bad mood, or I've been depressed, or this or that, does that mean they won't come? The more that you focus on staying in your heart, staying out of fear. Now, we're not encouraging you not to process and deal with anger, rage, depression, whatever you've got going on. All right? We caution you about going into fear. That will lower your frequency faster than anything. Anger will not lower your frequency as much as fear. We want you to be aware of this. So what we would say to you is be aware. Check in with yourself. Am I in my heart today? Am I in my heart? Am I running stress? Am I feeling pressured? Am I feeling burdened? Am I angry at so-and-so? Or am I staying in the now moment and really being in my heart? And the more you do that, the more everything is going to open up to all of you. You can't worry and be in your heart. You can't be in fear and be in your heart. It's really tough to be angry and be in your heart. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Well, that means that you've got the welcome mat out more than not. Opening the door. Sending out a frequency invitation. A frequency invitation. Come and visit. Now, what we're going to say to you is most of you are being visited more than you know. However, in the frequency shift, you're going to become more aware. And you will become more aware to the nuances. Wait a minute, this is something new. It's not been here before. Oh, I'm having a visit from someone. Oh, they must be very important. I can feel the energy. All right. They must be coming to do a home inspection. How lovely. So play with that. Practice. All right? Spend as much time as you can in your heart. Now, the side benefit to all of this, and we'll go into the program here, the side benefit to all of this is that the more you're in your heart, the more wonderful your life will become. And the more often the welcome mat will be out. And one feeds the other, feeds the other, feeds the other. Now, this is what it's like to be in the new world. You've all talked about this. You've all dreamed of it. You've all prayed for it. You've all meditated on it. Where do you think it was going to begin? Did you think you would walk across some invisible demarcation line and all of a sudden, oh, I'm in the new world. Everything's perfect. No. It starts with you. And so all of you have the opportunity now to play and practice this. Now, don't get upset with yourselves when you bounce out. Just think, all right, next time I'm going to be in it for a longer period of time. Now, it's going to bleed over into every aspect of your life. When you have a problem show up, instead of going into fear or anger or blame, going into your heart allows for everything you need to take care of whatever the issue is, easily and elegantly. practice, you see. And you could then be filled with even more love, knowing that as you encounter each of these situations, you stayed there. You worked with it. You didn't go against it. You didn't go back into the old way of being. No blame. No, now, if the anger comes up, if this comes up in a wave, deal with the anger. Don't get excited because you popped off at someone. Oh, where did that come from? Oh, damn. All right. Bubble of anger just came flying out. Make your apologies or explanations and go right back into the heart. Because you see, when you're there and you're sincere about it, people will get it. Oh, Joe, Jane, Bob, whoever, I'm really sorry. I don't know where that came from. I guess it's part of the ascension sickness I'm going through. I do apologize. Please don't take it personally. And if it's someone that you've been angry at anyway, then you have the perfect opportunity to say, look, this is silly. I obviously have been carrying some anger here, and I would like to sit down and talk through this. But I don't have this happen again. It's like having a burp, you know, burping in someone's face with some smelly kind of thing to eat. That's chat. For a long time, I've been upset because you do so-and-so. And I'm sure there are things that I do that upset you as well. So, let's put it all on the table and clear it now. I'd really like to do that. Because I truly love you. But as long as this is eating at me, I'm not able to love you in the way I would like to. And it brings up resentment or anger or whatever. We promise you that the person, because you're speaking from your heart, that you're talking to, if they don't come around then, they will come around afterwards. They might get upset as soon as you approach them and say, well, screw you, you know, you just yelled at me, I don't want to talk to you. And they'll think about what you had to say, just again, continue to speak from your heart. And instead of getting mad and responding with a, well, screw you too, say, look, I understand. All right, maybe you don't want to talk now, but I'm available when you're ready. Open the door. Peaceful discussions that can put to rest anything that's floating around that's in the way of your having the loving relationship you truly desire with everyone. Creating from the heart, you will find, is one of the easiest things you ever do once you get the hang of it. It's not hard. Because creating from the heart, as the channel read part of her little thing here, is also blessing your circumstances, everything you have, everything that you are. And if you have an illness, blessing that as well. Now we have people that are facing, some of them, physical issues. Someone that the channel is very, very close to came up with a possible diagnosis of two major issues, one having to do with cancer and the other having to do with a blockage in the aorta, separate and the same person. And, of course, she asked the team for support. She prayed every day, and she did everything in her power. And she was worried because she loves this person so much, she couldn't be separate from it. You know, she couldn't be neutral. And it had her greatly concerned. And this is someone, she's always made the commitment that she would be there for no matter what. They have this very, very close relationship. She calls him her brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can tell you that the blockage in the aorta was since diagnosed as being too small to worry about, will be monitored. And after a biopsy and blood test, what was presumed to be cancer in the chest is now, the doctors are very confused. They don't even know what it is. All right. Biopsy was inconclusive. Blood tests showed no cancer. And now instead of opening up his chest, which is what they were going to have to do to extract it, they're now talking about doing orthoscopic surgery, or however they do it, with just going in through, not having to cut him open at all. They even gave him the option of waiting. So you see, and this went on for weeks and weeks, and the channel had no choice but to stay in her heart with this one. Absolutely stay in her heart. Now, we told her right after this happened that it was not cancer, but she was afraid to share that with anyone for fear that she could be wrong and or that we weren't telling us the truth, which we thought was quite humorous. But challenges coming up right now, all right? And all of those that this person faced changed, completely shifted. That can happen for any of you also that face any of those, whether it be health, finances, relationships, jobs, whatever. Stay in your hearts, people. Trust now. Trust your ability to create. This is what you've been working for, all of you. Diligently. And even if you're new to all of this, you're not precluded. If you have a lot of emotional damage, get help. Get it healed. The more healing that you do, the easier it will be. Now, we're going to put a caveat on this. Because we have different people listening to this show, as Veronica will attest, including her clients as well. Some of you have been working for 20 years, and we can hear you as we listen to all of you right now saying, I've been doing this all my life, and I still am having problems. This is baloney. We want to say to you, there are those of you who devoted your life to spiritual growth. This is a spiritual lifetime for you. It's not that you're a slow learner. We want you to be clear with this. It's that the work that you have done has helped others as well. Your process has radiated out and impacted other people. So never think that the work that you have done has been for naught. And you can have some Johnny come lately who can show up and in a matter of a year or two, to completely change their lives, and you can sit there and say, well, it's just not fair. I've spent all this time working so hard.
Yeah.
It's not about fair, people. This was the work you came to do. It's not about whether you're good or bad or enough or not enough or somebody else is more than you. That's not the case at all. Each one of you took on what you took on during these extraordinary times. Now, let's talk about relationships for a moment. If you can stay in your heart in your relationship, you're going to speak differently to your partner. you're going to dialogue differently with them. Well, he just makes me so mad, or she just absolutely drives me crazy. Then what do you have that you need to talk about? What do you need to get out on the table? What's really, as you would say, bugging you? Is it that they don't do what you think they should do? Is it an issue of codependence and control? What is it? Make a list of the things that about this person that bug you, drive you crazy, that whatever terminology you want to use. And figure out if you're angry because they're not doing it the way you think they should, and why you have the need for them to be the way you think they should be. When you can let go and allow them to be who they are, and focus on you, being loving with yourself, take the focus off of them. Come to them in every experience from a loving heart. Now, this may sound pretty simplistic, people, but at this timing, it's not. It's actually very challenging. We're not talking about stuffing here. We're talking about dealing with whatever needs to be dealt with in a loving way, in an honest and open way. And for humans, that's not really an easy thing to do. The more healed you are, the easier it will be. Now, you can say to us, well, I can do it with everyone but her or him. Now, that her or him can be a child, a parent, a lover, whatever.
Can it be also about whether you're coming from the soul? You know, there's a section here about the soul and the spirit, and how the soul has so much recorded information in it and so on. I keep thinking that we have so many reactions that come up, and some of those are from the soul, aren't they? Some of them are
absolutely
from ancient times.
Absolutely they are, Veronica. Mm. Absolutely they are. And we are now doing some work with people where we're working not as a power retrieval, although you might call it something like that, but we call it a soul clearing.
Hmm.
Always cautious about putting names on anything. Actually, that's what the channel wrote down. Where we're working through the chakras through multiple lifetimes. Now, we can only do a layer at a time. We can't do it all. Because you can't handle that much. It's too much. When we're dealing through multiple lifetimes. With some of you, it'll only go through one lifetime first time out. Some of you, it'll go through multiple lifetimes. But there is a tremendous release, a shift, a general shift.
And we'll have to draw this to a close. We have about a minute and a half.
All right. Well, Veronica, tell them about your show, dear.
My show next week is very exciting. Paradigm Shifters has Lee Gertis, who does brain state technologies. He has a technological doodah that really shifts the way people hold patterning in their brain. It's helping people tremendously. And he's on at 5 o'clock next Tuesday on BBS Radio. And my show is Radiance by Design at 4 o'clock, and it's a call-in show. We learn meditations and so on. Holiday work.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, this sounds like a fascinating show.
I think it'll be interesting.
Oh, absolutely. This is something you've had a lot of interest in, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
All right. So this is part of your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. We want to send all of you right now, if you will open up and allow us to surround you all in our love and our light. And allow us just to, now, if you don't want it, just put up your hand and say, no, thank you. We'll never invade. And allow us just to love you. And to fill you with our love and energy. We ask you all to call us in tonight. We're happy to do that. perhaps just to help you work with heart energy. We send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love, and to you, dear Veronica, as well. We enjoy these times with you so much.
Thank you so much, and so do I. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's an honor for us as well. To all of you, namaste.
Namaste. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. How much time do we have?
Oh, a few seconds, probably 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I just want to say that a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in every one of you. We love you all so much. We are all one. Remember that until next week. And have a wonderful, loving week, everybody.
From the heart.
Absolutely. And my love to you, Veronica, as always.
And love to you, Jackie. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.